The Food and Drug Administration says it's taking on what it calls an epidemic of e-cigarette use among children and teenagers. The FDA laid out a crackdown on companies that make the devices and stores that sell them. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has been reporting on this. He's in the studio now. Hey there, Rob.
Hey there.
So take us through what the FDA announced today.
Yeah, so the FDA announced what it's calling a major escalation of its battle against vaping by kids. You know, the FDA has been going after e-cigarette use among young people for a while now, but it says it's taking that to a whole new level. And specifically, the agency announced that it's issuing more than 1,300 warning letters and fines against convenience stores, gas stations, and other outlets that the FDA discovered were illegally selling e-cigarettes to kids during an undercover blitz over the summer. And the agency says this is the largest coordinated enforcement action the FDA has ever taken.
So that's the action they took against sellers. What about the companies that make e-cigarettes?
Yeah, so the FDA says it's giving five companies that make the most popular forms of e-cigarettes among kids 60 days to prove that they will keep these things out of the hands of young people. And they're asking the companies to do things like, you know, stop marketing these things to kids and stop supplying stores that are found to be illegally selling them to underage young people. And also, you know, stop the online sales of e-cigarettes to kids. And the agency says if these companies don't prove that they're doing this within 60 days, they might pull flavored e-cigarettes off the market. And those are the ones that are thought to appeal most to young people.
What prompted all this?
So FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says he's become convinced that e-cigarette use among kids has reached epidemic proportions. And, you know, you got to remember, e-cigarettes, they're thought to be safer than regular cigarettes, but they're not totally safe. They're really potent deliverers of nicotine, which is a highly addictive drug. And so the fear is that these things have become so popular that we might be addicting a whole new generation of kids to nicotine.
Now, what kind of reaction has today's announcement received?
Yes. So the companies that make these products, they say, look, you know, we don't think kids should be using them either. And we've been doing everything we can to keep kids from vaping, from using our products. But they say that this move could backfire because, you know, adults who are use e-cigarettes are using them to quit smoking tobacco cigarettes, which are really dangerous. And so if we make them harder to get, that could make it harder for people to kick the habit. And that could, cause real problems in the anti-smoking efforts in this country. And the advocates for these devices also say that, look, you know, today tobacco stocks went up, which is a signal that, you know, who's going to benefit from this but the tobacco companies.
You mentioned the anti-tobacco activists. What about them and public health advocates? How did they see all this?
Yeah, so they're happy to see the FDA finally doing something in their minds, but they say, look, this doesn't go nearly far enough. So far, it's a lot of asking companies to do things voluntarily, and they think the only thing that ever really works with these companies is ordering them to do things. And the FDA has a lot of power to order these companies to do things about these devices. They have a lot of new authority, and they could do something like just ban flavorings and e-cigarettes altogether.
And what's the reply from the FDA about that?
So the FDA says, look, we're trying to balance two really important things. We don't want kids to be vaping. We know it's dangerous. But on the other hand, we don't want adults to be smoking tobacco cigarettes. And in fact, the FDA has announced a plan to basically slash the amount of nicotine in cigarettes to try to wean more Americans off tobacco cigarettes. And the concern is, you know, if we do that, we have to give them an alternative form of nicotine. And these e-cigarettes could be really important for that. So we have to sort of balance these two competing demands.
That's NPR's Rob Stein. Rob, thank you.
Oh, sure. Nice to be here.